I want to talk to you a little today about this powerful gospel. Hallelujah. This powerful gospel, it is the power of God unto salvation. If you will allow me one more time, I'm going to read my text where we started this lesson from. I'm going to read it one more time from the Gospel of Luke, and then we'll move right along. If you want to get the in between, you have to get the CDs or the DVDs, whatever they putting out there. I think it's the CDs, and it's Luke 10:19. I want to read this from the King James again. Well, 10:19. The King James says it like this. Behold, I have given unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. How much? And nothing shall by what? Any mean hurt you, which mean stop you. That this is a gospel that protects, even though many have suffered. Paul was put in jail, he was beaten, he was shipwrecked. But what did Paul do at the end of his journey? What happened? He said, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I kept the faith. What do you mean? Nothing could stop it. So I'm going to read another verse in light of that, and then we're going to move right along. And it's found in Romans chapter 1. If you want to turn to Romans, this is not in the notes, but I'm going to read it anyway, because this just came up in my spirit. Romans chapter 1. And I'm going to read these two verses. I like to read more, but I'll read these two. Romans 1 and 15. Amen. Romans 1 and 15. So, as much as in me as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. So Paul had an assignment to go to Rome. This was one of his assignments, not the only assignment, but he had an assignment to go to Rome to preach the gospel. When he started, he was hindered. But you know, he made it. If you don't believe it, you read the last chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. We're not going to do all that. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Anybody here ashamed of the gospel? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why, Paul? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. How many? Everyone. You know, there are restrictions put on you to go to a certain place and do certain things, right? Just came up, and I'm just going to say it. I was sworn into the United States Army November 2nd, 1967. That was the day I was sworn in. And after you then basic training for just a period of time, they'd give you a pass. You know, that means you go downtown or go someplace. So all of the buddies I was with, they were Caucasian. I was the only, you know, shady guy. So we all want to go in this club. Amen. Got to the door. There was a restriction because I was a shady guy. Amen. And they said, if y'all won't let us in, if you won't let him in, we not coming in. So we all left. But my whole point in bringing this up, there are no restrictions. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. God never put a restriction. This good news is for you. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed to tell you, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Isn't that good? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, for it is the power of God. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The Greek includes the entire world, you know, all Gentile people. Amen. So, and having read these scriptures, I want to pick up, God didn't put us here to be control, but he put us here to dominate, to use our authority that's been granted us from another kingdom. We're in this world, and we are not what? Of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Hallelujah. So, being in this world in which we live, there's a lot of things that oppose us. A lot of things said, done, and rule guidelines and other things will try to put you in a place to confine you to or bring limitation to what you can do, where you can go, what you can have. Am I right about this? But because we know, we have had someone to come before us or go before us and clear out the way. Yeah. So when these things from this world of darkness and this world of bondage try to put restriction on us, we just rise up and say, no, we are here to dominate. We take authority over you because what he did freed us from your control. And we are not going to take it. We are not going to take this. We're not going to accept this. We're going to use and we're going to do what the Lord told us to do, because you are not my master and you're not my Lord. Amen. So this is why we're here, to encourage you, to enlighten you, to continue to push you to go forward. Amen. Don't allow some other source, and when they are not your Lord and they are not your God, to tell you what you can or cannot do. Hello. Amen. Amen. So Jesus came here, as you know, and I'm going to pick up talking about this authority that we have. And I read again, Paul said, or rather Luke said, Jesus writing what Jesus said, he said, behold, I give unto you power. And like I told you before, and you know it,